welcome to Gabbing Gilmore. I'm Jackie.
And I'm Catherine.
We're sisters, moms, and in our humble opinion, Gilmore Girls experts.
So grab a Pop-Tart
and join us for a walk through Stars Hollow.
Quick note before we start, if you love the podcast and you've been listening for a little while, would you take a moment while you're listening to leave us a review on Apple? It helps more Gilmore super fans like you to find the podcast, and we would truly appreciate it. All right, townies, today is a grab bag day. We are answering your questions. Yay. You all have had such fantastic questions, especially over Instagram and DM and all that, and we love them. Now, I mean, I don't know if we'll get to every single one today, but we're going to do our best. Yeah. Right,
we'll
Jack?
We'll chip away.
Yeah. And then we can always, we'll always come back for more.
Yeah, that's right.
We got you. All right. I'm going to start with a fun one, Jackie.
Okay.
In season 7, we see Lorelai do karaoke.
Yeah.
It's legendary, right?
Yes. Of course. The solo for Luke.
Yeah.
Not really for Luke, but kind of for Luke.
Okay. Yeah, ended up being for him. Someone mentions that Gypsy did a Pat Benatar song.
Yes.
Which Pat Benatar song do you think she did?
Oh, that's fun. I just watched this one.
You did?
Let's see.
Hit me with the best shot.
We belong. Wait, belong.
Oh, yeah.
We belong. That one's hard.
So good.
That one's hard to sing.
It is hard to sing.
Let's go. Okay, you know what I'm going to go with? Heartbreaker.
Oh,
that's got to be fun at karaoke.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll go with Heartbreaker. Yeah.
I feel like Gypsy would like the attitude behind that song.
Yeah, yeah. That's a fun one.
Love, take it, don't you mess around with me. Okay.
Oh, I thought we were going to do harmony. Okay.
I just sang way too much.
I know, right? We're like, oh, boy. You keeping that in? Okay, so this one that I have for you, this has been a burning question on my end.
Okay.
So I was really glad that someone asked this on Instagram. Okay.
Let's do it.
In the episode where Chris meets Logan, formally, at Logan's apartment when Rory had just moved in, Logan and Chris bond over the number of prep schools they were kicked out of.
They do.
Do you think that Chris got kicked out of these schools before or after Lorelai left with Rory? Because he lists a number of schools.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those plot discrepancies where, like, we see Chris and Lorelai going to the same high school in that flashback episode when Lorelai, right before she finds out she's pregnant, because they're wearing the same school uniform.
They are.
It looks kind of like it could be a Chilton, but it's probably another school. So, yeah, I think there's a good possibility that maybe right after she left, he was kind of distraught and, like, lost his focus and didn't know what he was doing. And was expected to finish high school, but just kind of, like got himself. I bet he started doing stupid things.
Right.
Kind of like the end of Tristan, you know, where he started hanging out with bad, quote, bad kids and doing pranks and stuff. I bet maybe that was Chris's evolution.
That's I think that what sounds right. Because if we think she was probably like, if she was 16 late sophomore year, and then didn't finish up high school, right? So maybe like she was there for a little bit of junior. We don't really know.
Yeah.
So that gives him a few years.
It does.
To make trouble and get kicked out of what? Another 3 schools?
Yeah.
He lists a bunch.
It would explain too why he didn't quite make it through college.
Yeah.
Either,
yeah. Right? Because he says that. Like, I was never really going to get to Princeton. Yeah.
Right.
So clearly he was on that track.
Yeah. But it was easier for his parents to blame Lorelai instead of Chris.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
All right.
Okay. Here's one that people have been asking. Okay. What are the logistics of their morning routine?
Oh my gosh, I had that one for you. Okay, we'll come
As
up with this together.
As you can see, townies, we did not like prepare these ahead of time. We did not tell each other what we're asking.
Yeah, right. Because normally we do prepare and we talk and you know that kind of thing. But
these
this
are
time,
all surprises.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's funny because I said, like venture a guess at what a day in the life is for them, starting with the morning routine when they wake up. And it must include eating at Luke's for breakfast.
I know. I think people in the fandom are like, how do they have time to do all these things in the morning?
Because my daughter used to get up for high school and she had to leave at 7 a.m. and it was dark here in Connecticut in the winter. You know, for a lot of the school year, it's still dark at that time of year. And school
starts
early in high school.
She traveled about 5 minutes to get to high school.
Right. Now, I know that Chilton looked like they started more after 8.
Yeah.
But still. Yeah. She had to get on a bus.
Right. When Rory's running in late for the test.
Yeah.
I think she's in the car somewhere between like the 8 and 8:15 range. Yep. Something like that. So maybe it starts at 8:30.
Yep. So that means
still, yeah,
they
leave
to...
time for Luke somehow.
Yeah.
Most mornings.
I mean, and how quick is, I guess maybe Luke could get them in and out in half an hour because he's a diner. He knows people are moving in the morning. They need to move along.
Maybe
so
even
maybe
20 minutes.
7:30. Yeah. If they get there at 7:30, they can fit that in.
And they usually walk.
Yeah.
I don't know, y'all.
That's another.
It just
at
doesn't
least
really
10 minutes.
Add up. And Lorelai always looks like she has fully dried her hair and styled it and put on a nice outfit.
Which is why whenever Lorelai makes these references to not being a morning person and sort of joking, like there's a 5 a.m. in the morning, you know, it's like, girl, come on. You work at an inn.
I know.
Like, you're up early.
It's true. And when Rory wakes her up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday, that one time, it's like, I mean, my body clock often just wakes up at 6 because I'm so used to getting up at 6. So I don't know.
I know. It's a little bit unbelievable. Yeah. Okay. So they eat, they go to school. She goes to work. And then I know. When do we think they reconvene?
Yeah. I mean, Rory probably takes the bus home, gets home maybe for between like by 4.
Yeah. But she often had, you know, the newspaper after.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe like she's there till 4:30 or 5.
Some days. But she didn't do a sport that we not consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they claim she had to do one.
That's right. She learned how to golf and then never golfed.
Never golfed again. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they often either eat at Luke's or they do the takeout thing.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how busy they are.
Yeah.
So sometimes we see that, you know, Lorelai left money for Rory if she's not home and
definitely
order a pizza.
And maybe on the days that Rory had nothing after school, it seems like she headed to the inn to do a little bit of working there and, you know, helping out behind the desk before they went to dinner.
Yeah. And then study.
And
Lorelai watches TV.
Yep.
study. Bedtime by 11. I don't know.
Yeah.
Get up at 5. Ouch. Somehow they fit it all in.
Somehow they do.
All right. Here's another one from our Instagram followers. What do you think happened while Jess was in California with his dad? So I know it's not like an easy answer, but just like a quick.
Yeah.
He was there. He wanted to stay. And then he comes back. Like, what happened? I know.
Good question. I think they, you know, I think he probably stayed and crashed on the couch for like a week or two.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then Sasha probably started asking Jimmy questions like, how long is he staying? What is he doing? What's his path in life? You know, and maybe they started to ask him a little bit like, are you going to get a job? What are you going to do? And maybe he didn't really like the pressure of having to decide what his future was going to be because he didn't know what it was going to be. And maybe he started to feel the pressure of like, I need to move out and live on my own and make some money. And that's just not really happening here.
Right. Because adults are just going to be adults.
They are.
As and cool as they might seem.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't guess that Jimmy and Jess had a big falling out or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, A, it was supposed to be a spinoff. But B, I don't think either one of them really had like the emotional capacity to dig into it with each other. So they probably just kind of danced around each other a little bit and left each other a lot of latitude.
Yeah. Which probably annoyed Sasha. She's
really?
You guys can't have a conversation? Like, I'm not doing this for you.
Exactly.
I also think, I just have to say that probably like the dogs became more important than he was, you know, you're taking up the space that the dogs need.
Yes. Several animals. Okay, I'm going to start this one out with a trivia.
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember the song that Lane used as her sort of emo wallow song right after she ran her fingers through Rich Blumenfeld's hair?
Oh, do I remember the song? Is it Ramones? No, I don't know. No. Just totally good. I don't remember. That's okay.
All right. It's The Cure, Pictures of You. I love that song.
That's such a good song.
I mean, is there really any other like Wallow song that would be better than that?
So good.
So good. So this brings me to my question for you. Are you more of a wallower or a list maker like Rory when she had her, you know, first breakup with Dean?
Oh.
She didn't want to wallow, remember? She wanted to be productive and move
on. Yeah.
And move so furniture. When you were that age, when you were like 19, say, 18, were you a wallower or a list maker?
Wallow, wallow, wallow. Play music. Oh, it was the 90s. Like, play music. Like, angsty female. Like, Sarah McLachlan. And then, like, write in my journal.
Oh, my God.
And then, like...
Like, being Felicity.
Lay on my bed.
Speaking of Wallow songs, there's this scene in Felicity where Noel is laying on the ground and Everybody Hurts by R.E.M. is playing in the background. And he's just like, everybody hurts. He's just belting it out. So good. So that's the only other like Wallow song that I can think of that would be the same as The Cure.
Yeah. Oh, there was so much. Yeah. The 90s were just ripe for angsty music.
So angsty.
Okay. All right. So we actually on Instagram had asked people for Jess specific questions.
Oh, yeah.
So if you hear me asking a bunch of Jess questions, this is why. So next, what New York City neighborhood did Jess and Liz live in, do we think? So we're just speculating.
Ooh.
And how did they afford it, given we don't really know what Liz did for income? And what was their life like?
Oh, okay. These are a lot of questions.
It is.
I mean, briefly, so, I think this is one of those situations where you have to suspend disbelief a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we hear that he's hanging out at Washington Square Park a lot. Now, I know New York fairly well, but not super well. I'm pretty sure that Liz and Jess could not afford to live around Washington Square Park.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean he couldn't just hang out there every day.
Sure.
You know, so I feel like they, and maybe things were, I don't know if it was a little bit more affordable in the early 2000s.
Right.
But I feel like they would have been in one of the boroughs.
Yeah.
Like if we're talking realistically.
Yeah.
So if we suspend our disbelief, I mean, I could see Jess and Liz maybe like the Lower East Side, because it's like, you know, a little bit kind of like alternative,
like
whatever. I don't know if it's like that now,
yeah.
But at the time, I think it would have been an area he would have liked to hang out in too.
Okay. Yeah. Weren't people, this is based on me watching Sex and the City, weren't people like moving out to Brooklyn at that time and it wasn't really what it is now?
Yeah, maybe
like
that's
as popular
when it started.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe Brooklyn.
Maybe. But yeah, I don't think they could even.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many neighborhoods.
Right, I know,
in
right?
Every borough.
Yeah.
Some, you know, more affordable than others.
Exactly.
I'm yeah,
like, what would Liz have
question.
Done? What did she do?
Yeah, what
for
was she
money?
Doing before jewelry making to earn money?
Like, wait tables?
I was going to say that.
Yeah. That seems like a good option. Or even bartend.
Probably.
Seems like
in
a good
order
option.
To make enough money.
Right. Because she could do that at night.
Yeah. And that would explain why she probably wasn't around that much when Jess was
home.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds plausible.
Hmm. Okay. Okay, I have a good one. We see Brian and Gil at, they're playing a West Hartford bat mitzvah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we talked about this before. And when we come in, they're playing that Gwen Stefani song.
Oh, yeah.
And then they reference that they've already done My Humps.
That's right.
by the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
And then they say something about if I could turn back time. They're like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be a good one to add.
Yes.
All right. So my question for you is, what other songs should Brian and Gil add to their playlist for bat mitzvahs?
I mean, Heartbreaker by Ted Benatar.
That'd be a good one.
Clearly, they like covering females.
They totally do. Any other like late 90s, right? Early like, 2000s pop
what
songs.
About like an Avril, and they talk about Avril Lavigne on the show. We should throw in an Avril Lavigne. Like,
oh yeah,
that was some good.
Skater Boy?
Yeah. Skater Boy.
That'd be a fun one.
Yeah.
I see Rachel nodding.
Sorry. Avril Lavigne rules.
That'd be so fun. And actually, our pal over at GG Inspired Lifestyle on Instagram just did a roundup of all the Avril Lavigne references on Gilmore Girls. It was so good. Shout out
awesome.
To that. Yeah. Like, Kian has one and Clara
yes,
plays
yeah.
it.
Yes, exactly. Remember? Okay. We got to find that.
So good.
Yeah. And also, I feel like I want to throw in Alanis Morissette
yeah.
because they make fun of her. Rory and Lorelai do kind of make fun of Jagged Little Pill. Mm-hmm. Like, no, we're going to throw in an Alanis song.
Yeah, and I could see Gil being like, it's
he
girl power.
It. That's right. Shake that hair, Gil. Shake it.
We're okay, so goofy
all right,
today.
Well, we're on the Hep Alien track yeah. here. Mm-hmm. Someone on Instagram asked, in our opinion, was Lane marrying Zach considered settling? And should she have waited for someone more on Dave's level to come around? And I know this is like a really big, like we could probably yeah. do a whole episode, but just like yeah. a quick kind of yeah. what are your thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to do an entire episode on this. A.
Yeah.
My quick thoughts are I wouldn't call it settling. I would say she legitimately fell for him at the stage in her life.
Yeah.
Had she waited until she was 25, 26 to get married? Mm. No, it probably wouldn't have been with Zach.
Yeah.
They probably would have gone their separate ways. She would have outgrown him a little bit. And I hate to say that it was like the waiting for marriage to have sex thing that might have played yeah. a role in that. And I mean, the writers needed it to push the Luke and Lorelai storyline
yeah.
and highlight the fact that they were like not getting married even though they were engaged. So I think like that's why we needed it.
Yeah.
But in real life, I think they would have grown apart.
Yeah, I think so too.
Would you call it settling, Jackie?
Well, I think that the writers do raise Zach up his character to more of what Lane needed. So they do change him in a way like that Logan is changed in season 7 or altered, you know, to be what we need him to be for Rory.
Yeah.
So in that way, I think no. But I also think that she would have had a really hard time getting over the disappointment of the way that he acted in front of the record label.
Oh, yeah.
With just ruining their big chance. And I'm not sure True. She could have really gotten past that. And with just like a marriage proposal.
Yeah.
Because they don't really address apologize. What happened. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, just marry me.
Right. And that's supposed to forgive everything I did.
Right. Right.
No, Zach, that's yeah. not it.
No.
No. But yeah, we have to get into them more.
Yeah.
Because more you all know, too. We love Dave Rogalski. I love Dave Rogalski. We're going to talk about them more. We promise.
He runs a quick mile.
Okay. Here's one for you, Jack. Mm. Was it selfish for Lorelai to delay Christmas in season 7 when Gigi was 4 years old?
I keep throwing my arms up when you ask questions.
Were you going to ask me this too?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I am in season 7 right now. Oh, okay. I'm actually almost finished with the series
yeah.
in my rewatch.
That's
and
funny,
so I
I'm in
just
one.
Was watching that.
Yeah.
And every time that one comes up now as I rewatch and I'm older and older, I'm like, wait, oh, whoa, wait a second. There's a 5-year-old there, whoever Gigi, 4?
Yeah.
There's a 4-year-old in the home, and they didn't have Christmas?
Yeah.
I don't think that computes.
Yeah.
It actually makes zero sense. Like, there's no way that could have happened. Like, Chris would have had to take Gigi, which he probably would have done, to his parents, or I don't know if it's just his mom at that point.
Just his, yeah, just his
to
mom.
To celebrate Christmas, but I'm just... I don't know if she's like in any kind of school or preschool or daycare right. or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just sort of all around in ways like even if they went to Weston's to eat, clearly there would have been decorations and peppermint coffee and all those things. And Gigi would yeah. have been like, whoa, yeah. whoa, what's going on? Or you right. go to the mall and Santa's there, you know, like
it's true. It might have been hard to avoid the festivities in Stars Hollow
yeah.
in the town, as you said, because
yeah.
like I do think you can. You can lie to kids a little bit
you can,
in terms
you can.
Of like when my child was younger, like
yeah.
2 and 3, if her birthday landed a couple days away from when the family party was, you're just kind of like, yeah, the family party, like, this is your birthday, right? And then on their actual birthday, it's like, oh my gosh, do we have to do something again? Right. Or can we just like pretend like that was the birthday? So I feel like there's a little bit of, you know, skimming over you can do if you want to. Don't come after me, y'all. But yeah, I agree that just walking around the town would have tipped her off.
Yeah. It's not like,
I mean, do you think they were just like, oh yeah, it's coming, but it's in a couple weeks.
Maybe.
And as soon as Rory gets home, we're going to put a tree up.
Maybe. I just find the whole thing a little bit ludicrous and also depressing. Like,
yeah, it's
why
depressing.
Are you foregoing this because Rory is in London? Like, just have Christmas and come together after. Just, I don't know.
Well, it was emphasizing, I think, that her relationship with Rory was still more important than her relationship with Chris or any other relationship in her life.
Yeah. Which, right, and that makes sense that Chris would have said something at the time like, I appreciate that Rory's gone and I miss her too, but I really want to celebrate Christmas with you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But now, as per usual, Lorelai was able to lead what was going on.
Yeah.
And that's why he did kind of get sick of things.
Right.
I mean, I don't agree with the way Chris acts all the time, but Lorelai did like to be in charge of relationships.
Oh, for sure. Well, there you go, folks.
All right. You all remember if I say Tootsie Rolls, drawer full of Tootsie Rolls.
Drawer full of Tootsie Rolls.
What that means, right? Oh. So what, if anything, was hiding under the Tootsie Rolls?
Under the Tootsie Rolls? Oh, this is going to bug me. Oh, Emily, you didn't look under the Tootsie Rolls. I mean, with Lorelai, it could have been anything. Mm-hmm. I don't think she was hiding anything really serious. Firearm or like, you know, or like cocaine. I don't think it was that bad, but maybe she had like a pack of cigarettes or like a perfume that drove her parents crazy or, you know, something like that. Or like a ticket stub to a Bengals concert that she went to without telling them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of like a private space. I mean, potentially just like more candy.
See, I went automatically to she's hiding something.
Know, right? Maybe she wasn't allowed to. I mean, we know she wasn't allowed to have like Pop-Tarts and all that kind of stuff that she likes. So that's maybe true. She just like shoved it under the.
Yeah, it was like a version. It was kind of like predicting Lane Kim.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Hiding stuff in the floorboards.
Genius.
Okay. Jackie, what do you think the town loner was protesting?
All right. Let's see. Come up with something good.
Scoose
here.
Scooze the noodle soup. Did I get that right?
Really good.
And then after you tell me, I have a fun fact.
Okay. He was protesting the flow of traffic in the town square.
Nice.
Because he wanted bike lanes.
Yes, bike lanes.
And more pedestrian friendly walkways. And he
loved that.
To Taylor to address it. Taylor wouldn't. All Taylor did was put in a red light and a red light camera.
That's the correct answer. I love it. This guy was kind of like earthy, hippie, crunchy kind of thing. Yeah. He wanted more bike lanes.
More bike lanes.
Taylor wasn't for it. I love that.
That's too hippie for Taylor.
So I love that idea. And I have to share something super fun, which is I think there was like a comment, something on Instagram about the town loner. And I actually got a response from Patty Malcolm, who was Lauren Graham's stand-in for all those years. And she's just such an awesome part of the Gilmore community. I love following her and just, you know, like hearing her little stories and everything.
That's so cool.
So she shared with me on IG that, do you know who played the town loner?
Oh, isn't it Daniel Palladino?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It was Daniel Palladino.
Because they never really focus in on him. So you don't really see his face, right?
You don't really. No.
It's so funny.
You can't really tell who it is. And she said it was such a fun day of filming because they were like outside for a long time. And you can just probably imagine all the mishaps of, you know, like that big banner that he had to. And it was like supposed to be a mishap.
Yeah.
But I bet it was funny just kind of standing down there.
I wonder if that was planned for him to do it all along or if something happened to the actor and then he's like, oh, I'll just do it.
Right. Oh yeah, for him to be in it.
Yeah, I
don't know.
That would be interesting to hear.
Good question. So fun.
Love it. Okay. All right, let's see if we can do this one without going on too long. Okay, I found this one on Reddit. So, option for an alternate ending to the entire series.
Oh, yeah.
So this was being talked about, of course. Let's say that the Paladino stayed on. So we're going to have like all these what ifs. The Paladino stayed on through the end of the original series.
Okay.
And then rather than ending with Rory's I'm pregnant, we have Lorelai at the Dragonfly late at night. Did you see this?
I did.
A young woman comes in holding a baby saying, are you guys hiring? So is that more full circle than Rory's pregnancy?
Jackie, I get like full chills when I hear that. And someone mentioned this. I saw that conversation you're talking about. And I heard someone mention this months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know like who first came up with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best idea ever. Because full circle is not Rory getting pregnant.
Yeah.
Full circle, it would be. I love the idea of a teenager coming to the inn and starting that whole process over.
Yeah.
Because that's full circle for Lorelai. Like a 32-year-old getting pregnant is like, so who cares?
Right, of course.
Right.
And that's why we said, what if the Paladinos 16. Has stayed on? So right. So Rory would have been 22. But still.
Oh, like if that had happened.
Yeah,
if
that happened in season seven and there was no a year in
the
life.
I also think that wouldn't have been as good of a full circle moment either, because Rory had a Yale education. She had all this support from her family.
Mm.
Like, how is that again? Like, why would I care that much if she got pregnant at the end of college?
Yeah.
Like, what's the story arc from there? Because for Lorelai, it was the fact that she was in this oppressive environment that where she felt misunderstood, in this world that she didn't want to be a part of, and she carved out her own path.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not what's going to happen for Rory.
Mm-hmm. The one I did hear an argument against this idea, which is that does it center Lorelai too much? As the center of the show.
Yeah, it does. Which
in a show that's supposed to be about three generations.
Yeah.
So does this make... Now, if Lorelai becomes like the mentor to this new, you know, young woman, are we now doing a show about Lorelai?
Yeah, but we're always doing a show about Lorelai.
Right? I mean, didn't really bother me.
Yeah. It's about the three women, but...
It could still be.
If you want to behold this full circle moment, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, it would. Or if you want a spinoff, like if they want to create more Gilmore Girls now, right? With like Lorelai in her 50s, you know, what's interesting? Like, what would be interesting for us to have enough new content to go on?
Yeah.
Is it really just her relationship with Luke still?
Right.
Kind of being in the town? Like, you would have to find a completely new angle,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think that's true. And we have another fun new Stars Hollow resident.
Yeah.
And having this young woman, whoever she is.
Exactly.
You know, and her baby.
Right. What if it was Gigi?
Ooh. I'll just leave that there.
We also might do a whole episode on this, but when you think about Suki's best comedy moments, what just pops into your head right away?
Oh my gosh.
Don't think about it.
It's deep fried Korean Thanksgiving, you guys. And I know we recapped that.
Yes.
And we've talked about it. But her sitting on the bench on Thanksgiving and slowly getting more and more intoxicated because she's not in control of the cooking and she's stressed out by the deep frying of a turkey. And I think it's funny because she's actually sitting the whole time, because her physical comedy is very good.
So good.
But even while sitting, like she kicks her leg up higher than I can imagine doing. And she's like using her full body again, like even though she's sitting, and then she's like slurring, and it's just hilarious.
It is.
That one comes right to mind.
Oh, so good.
You got anything?
I mean, I actually love her freakouts. So she freaks out before she gets married, while she's pregnant, and then right before giving birth.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of, I don't know. You might say on the one hand, like, why is she being so neurotic all of a sudden? But like, I love that the night before her wedding, she puts on the gown and gets all frazzled that right. she needs to change the cake and is kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
And she does it in a really not annoying way.
Yes.
That would be hard for many actors to pull off, I think.
Yeah. And it's such a sweet moment.
It is.
For her and Lorelai.
Yeah. Like, we don't often get to see Suki more having these more poignant moments.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
those end up being them.
Yep.
And okay. also, like, Bridesmaids was on last night and we were watching it. And
yeah, be careful just, like, with that movie.
I know. Her physical comedy in a couple of different scenes, but oh. we were watching the plane scene when she turns to her neighbor, who is actually her husband yeah. in real
who
life.
Who was on Gilmore Girls.
And she's right. And she's like, I know you're an air marshal. Just that whole scene is so good. She's got like the neck pillow for the plane ride. And oh, I'm like, Melissa, you're amazing.
All right, ready? We're going to do a Dean one.
Oh,
which again,
bring
could,
it.
Could we could talk about this for a while, but let's say that Dean didn't decide to use Rory to end his marriage to Lindsay and the cheating never happened.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think Dean and Lindsay would have stayed together? And what, if anything, would have ultimately ended their marriage?
I'd say they'd stay together for 12 years because she would have. Yeah, it's very specific. Because she would have gotten pregnant early because she was bored.
Yeah.
She would have had 3 kids. And by the time the oldest was about like 5, right? That's when she would have realized, like, what am I doing here? They both would have just been bickering a lot, kind of annoyed with each other. But it wouldn't have been until, her kids were like a little bit older that she felt like she could be on her own.
So you think Lindsay would have left him?
Maybe. Because
she has the kids.
I'm going to say Lindsay. Yeah. Because I think Dean was kind of a wimp and would have just stuck with it out of obligation.
Yeah.
And cowardice.
Yeah. I think so too. Yeah. I agree. And then they'd probably be, if she had those 3 kids like kind of rapidly, she might only be like 25, 26.
Exactly.
And have
when
2 or 3
split
kids.
Up. Yeah.
So like, I feel she like might
she,
be like,
she would have had a back burner guy who was like kind of interested in her. Someone who's like in town and was maybe like working at the butcher shop or something. And they see each other.
He was like in the 30 something crowd.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cause you never
and she realizes, I'm still young and I can still have an entirely, like a really long marriage life with somebody else. And I'm still desirable and cute. Mm-hmm. And all this stuff.
See ya, Dean.
That was, by the way, that was a wildly specific answer for something I really haven't thought that much about.
12 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. Good answer.
Yeah. What do you think? Or would it have lasted like 18 months?
No, I agree with you because I think they both really wanted to make it work. Like in order to validate their decision to get married, it's like they have to go all in and probably would have had kids just like prove they loved each other and they were being adults and
like this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I agree, she was probably bored.
Yeah.
Poor thing. Didn't have a job or anything.
Yeah.
Just sitting at home.
Yeah. Well, there are many fans out there who would not say poor thing.
Ah, well.
Yeah. We can
I still feel bad for her.
Yeah. I do too. I do too. And technically we don't know that she didn't have a job or that she wasn't taking any classes.
Like, I guess that's
true. She could have been enrolled in community college.
They just don't develop her character
very
much. They
don't really tell us.
Yeah, that's true.
She does allude to being bored at home a lot.
She does. And bringing him lunch is sort of an indication that she's like,
that you have like nothing
cooking
else
and then
to
bringing
do.
Him home. Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
Sad, Lindsay.
I know.
This was such a fun grab bag. Thanks for your questions, everybody.
Yeah, we really appreciate all your fun ideas.
Yeah, and we'll definitely do more questions in our stories where you can submit your questions.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Ready to get Tassie, Jackie?
Yeah, let's get Tassie.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so recently, my husband and I decided to get out of our comfort zone with cooking, and we actually made these lobster beignets. And so what that requires is deep frying, which we have never done. Like, actually get a pot and like fill it with a lot of oil.
Inches of oil.
Like a lot.
Oh wow.
So what's funny about this, that we were just talking about deep fried Korean Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because this is what it brought up. So we're like putting the beignets in this oil, and then we're getting like, we're feeling really good about ourselves because they're coming out really good. And we're like, what else can we fry?
Right.
And then my husband's
like,
throw in a napkin. And I'm like, put in a shoe. And we start doing like the whole bit. Some butter.
Put Junior in there.
Because there was still all this oil. We're like, what are we going to do with the oil?
Seriously. What do you do with it?
Yeah. You got to like throw it
away. Don't know.
But anyway, they came out really good. Oh, and it was just like a fun moment of feeling like Suki and Jackson.
That's awesome.
Feeling very chefy. How about you?
Okay, so we were watching like an old clip on YouTube of Kelly Clarkson, who I love, had Melissa McCarthy on the show a few years ago. It was a while ago. But they played this How Much Do You Know About Gilmore Girls little game show kind of a thing. And they both had to buzz in. And the announcer would ask a question, and then they would buzz in with who knew the answer. Hilarious. Like, I mean, I think we know the actors often, like, they act out the part, and then many of them don't watch the series.
Sure.
It must be weird to watch yourself, I would think, in a show. So I'm not that surprised that Melissa hadn't watched it. But it's so funny when you realize, like, how little they remember, like, how much they forget.
Sure.
Because we've watched it 50 times, and they haven't. So I would say Kelly knew it better.
I'm sure she did. Melissa. That's so funny. No, actually, I heard Melissa McCarthy on an interview, not Kelly's, say that she doesn't like to watch herself. And she said something funny like, well, I just have this fear that like something's going to happen to me while I'm watching it. And then if like paramedics have to come get me, they'll find me like watching my own show.
Oh my gosh.
So she's like, I just can't do it.
She feels like a narcissist or something. That's hilarious. I wonder if she goes to movie premieres.
I know.
Some
Maybe
people
only
do
if she
leave
has
the
to.
Theater yeah. if they're uncomfortable with
yeah.
watching themselves.
I could see that.
But they were talking about like, you know, what's Jackson's occupation? And I forget. Like, she really knew it, but I think they were calling him something other than what the correct, like, what the answer is that they wanted.
Okay.
She was like, he was, you know, the fruit and vegetable guy. He was the fruit and vegetable guy. And they were looking for produce man or something like that, or farmer.
I was going to say, he's a farmer, too.
Are,
yeah.
All these things are correct.
Yeah.
So cute.
She's awesome. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us this week. And we would love it if you can join us on Instagram. We love to see you over there. We love all your suggestions and comments at Gabbing Gilmore. That's 2 G's in the middle. And then be sure to hit the follow in the upper right-hand corner of the app so that you never miss an episode.
Gabbing Gilmore is produced with support from Studio 20 South, cover art by MGI Studios. See you next time. Cup or boom. Mm-hmm.